This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Barry Kirk from Shinedown joining us. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am great. And now it says here, you know, that they send over the bio and all that kind of stuff. And it says here, Shinedown's Barry, drums, pots, pans, and grills. That's apparently the new official title that you got to go with here.
I didn't approve that, but I'm okay with it. You know, I've been called worse things and said worse things about me.
Right, exactly. Well, no, man. I mean, they're obviously saying that because we're going to talk about some music stuff, but we're also going to talk about your new hot sauces.
Yeah, it's a labor of love. I'm excited about them.
And that's what I want to ask. So, I mean, just in general, let's start with that. What kind of got you into making these hot sauces?
I've been a hot sauce nerd, a chili head for most of my life. And I've, you know, collected hot sauces, and I find hot sauces when I'm traveling. It's just been something I've always loved. And when I got a little bit older and was able to get into a house, I grow my own peppers. And for like Christmas presents, I'd make hot sauce and pickles for everybody. And that's kind of my thing. So I've always been kind of a pepper nerd. And this opportunity came across, you know, I've always wanted my own hot sauce, but it was like, I'm busy enough with Shinedown, right? So. Torchbearer approached the label and said, "Hey, do you think any of your artists would want to collab with us?" And we got an email in the Shinedown email and said, "Hey, they're looking for somebody to collab with." And I was like, "I'm your guy. Let's do this." And what was nice about it is not only does Torchbearer make their own great sauces, but they were open to collabing on it for real. It wasn't, "Hey, here's a sauce, put your name on it." We emails back and forth about sauce profiles and flavors I like, flavors they like, what they're thinking, what I'm thinking. And then they would send samples. Got sample after sample. Okay, this is number one sauce version 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're trying different things and consistencies, and then we'd send stuff back, and it took us about 5 months to come up with these three sauces to get them to where we wanted them, where I was happy and where they were happy, very happy, and that's where we're at. So, you know, I wouldn't put Shinedown's name on just some novelty product. I want to actually have something nice.
And that's what I was going to say. You're not putting your name and Shinedown's name on something that is just like a factory pumping out, you give it a try, like, hey, good enough. I mean, you know, you guys are at the level where you're like, yeah, no, this isn't something you need. It's something you want. So it's like, it's going to be good.
Yeah, this is a passion project. This is fun. This is something outside of counting to four and hitting things for me to do. That's been a good time. And it ended up creating a great relationship between myself and Torchbearer. And we actually became fast friends. We're all super nerds and, you know, way into it. Going to their factory and making the last sauce to attention. We made a couple batches while I was there. Getting to know those guys. And it's like going into, you know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They're the Willy Wonkas of hot sauce. I mean, they're just constantly nerding. Oh, we could put this together. Oh, we could put this together. What about this? Did you ever think about this? And it's like, I'm with my people. This is fun.
Right. This is fun. You got to have that outside. I mean, obviously you have fun doing, you know, Shinedown as well, but you got to have those other things too, to be able to take your mind off the main project. So
that's absolutely
good. So, I mean, obviously when you guys are on tour, you're getting a lot of catering and, you know, you're eating on the bus, all that kind of stuff. But when you have those moments, I'm assuming all the guys come around and then look at you and go, "Barry, are you cooking this, or what are we doing here?"
Right. Yeah, we do that on the road. So Zach is also a very good. He's a barbecue chef. He's okay. Really good at barbecue. He grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and everybody knows Memphis is known for their barbecue. So he and I will all the time get together a couple times on a tour. We used to cook a lot. I used to cook a lot on tour when we were the opening band, because you get done with the show and you still got the rest of the night, right?
Yep.
So we cook and we throw these after parties where we bring fans in and the other bands can come, and we're just, you know, making stuffed jalapenos. We used to do this thing where it was pick your pepper, and I would grill peppers, and it was a way to find out who was either really wasted or who was an idiot, because they just go in and grab one and you never know what you're going to get. And we heard a lot of people. It was a lot of fun. You know, they're reaching in, pull out a scotch bonnet and eat a grilled scotch bonnet. That's fun to watch. So we'd always do that. But now, you know, luckily we're headlining. That's awesome. But we don't have as much time. So before the show, we'll usually throw some, you know, like some pork butts or some ribs on. And then by the end of the show, we can pull them off and put them on all the band and crew's buses. And we try to do that a couple of times so people can have a home-cooked meal, because, you know, road food sucks most of the time. When you're lucky enough, the occasions that you can carry catering, you can be a little more specific and get some better meals. Most of the time, it's not that. You know, you're eating hey, we're playing the state fair. Well, you're eating fair food. Damn it. You know? It's fun every once in a while, but when you're doing that night after night, it takes its toll.
Sure. Yeah, here's the meat and veggie tray that's been sitting out since 8 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yay. We're getting Buffalo Wild Wings again.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, next time you come to the Quad Cities, we'll make sure you're getting hooked up with someplace local if you need it. We've got a lot of good places here.
Oh, yeah, you do up in that area.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk more about that, but let's jump into some of these sauces here. I got them all sitting here with me. You guys sent them over, which is awesome. I want to start with this one. This
Sure.
was no, I already tried this one. This one was great. First off, obviously, symptom based off of symptom being human. Before we talk about the sauce, first off, the song. That thing was a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, that is going to be one that you guys are going to play live till the end of time.
You know what? It gives me, just like Simple Man did, this gives me another break in the set because there's not a lot of drums on it. So
Sure.
I'll take the vacation for a second.
Right.
But honestly, I'm very proud of that song. You know, it's always nice when your song, when people react to a song, and the fact that this one went so big and so far and you know, into different places that we, you know, just outside of rock radio into the pop world and the top 40 world. You know, I still pinch myself. The last time we did that would have been Second Chance 15 years ago. And to be a rock band on those charts, period, is really unheard of. You know, I can't name another one right now. And
Yeah,
I
I
hope.
was going to say, especially now, like now with what it's full of, you don't see, you see the country crossover, but you don't see the rock crossover on
Yeah,
those charts.
who would think you'd see us next to Beyonce and Doja Cat? That's odd, right? That's just odd. And I'm happy to be there because hopefully we're breaking down barriers and allowing for other bands, other rock bands, to get on those charts again. Because when you and I were growing up, or at least when I was growing up, you listen to Top 40 and it would have been, okay, here's Bon Jovi, here's Madonna, here's this. It's a good song, it's a good song, it's a good song. And they were just all hits from all
Yeah.
genres. And it
Well,
needs to be.
and I mean, then after that, Incubus got in there with Drive. You'd have Nickelback in there. I mean, there was different bands throughout that would get those songs in there, and you'd seem to see surges, and then all of a sudden it would kind of die out. And so maybe this can be the start of that resurge of, bringing some rock back into top 40. I would appreciate
And me both.
So let's talk about the sauce. And this is the Chipotle garlic sauce. All right. So tell people when they get this one, what's best to do with it.
You know, that's kind of it's a thicker sauce. So it goes great on like tacos and, you know, the standard things. It'd be great to make a wing sauce out of. In fact, if you go to shinedown.com/taste of madness, you can buy the sauces there. But there's recipes that I put up that are my personal recipes that I wrote. They're from my kitchen. That either, you know, like the gumbo recipe that uses the chipotle garlic is my gumbo recipe that I just tweaked to add the sauce in and all these recipes. So really that one, because it is mild. Right. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably a 1-2. It's not very spicy. And for those that don't like a lot of spicy, especially up in the Midwest area, you know, you can handle this and it's got flavor. But it has enough garlic that if you have a dish that you like a lot of garlic in, this would be perfect on
Yeah, we'll get to the spicy one here in a second.
it.
But yeah, this one, and it's got that smokiness as well. And I tried a bit of it, and it's really, really good. So I very much enjoy that one. Then we move on to the next one, Devour here.
Yes.
So the pineapple jerk sauce. This one's got a little more kick to it,
Yeah,
a
I'd say
little
it's a
more, but
three.
it's still got that sweetness and everything.
Yeah, it's got the sweetness, the pineapple with the sweetness and the acidity of the pineapple. It really cuts down on the heat. And then, you know, with a jerk, you have the allspice and the clove, so you got a little bit more just general spices, you know, that tends to be a little more specific. You know, it only goes with so many things, you'd think. But I've tried it on tacos. I've tried it on a million things. I think the best thing with that, especially when you're using pineapple, is pork. Pork and pineapple just go well together. So I made a recipe of pork belly that's just basically candy, and you can eat that all day long. But you know, if you want to make like a traditional jerk chicken, this would be a great sauce to put on towards the end. You know, because jerk chicken, you want to follow a traditional recipe. Look up authentic jerk chicken. You better have your scotchies. If not, you better order your scotchies and you better be prepared to sweat. But it's like a rub, you know, it's a paste rub that goes on that chicken. You'd have to use a whole bottle of this just to do it, you know? So I would at the end make like a dipping sauce or just glaze it at the very end of making your jerk chicken, but it'd go well on that as well.
Yeah, no, it sounds good and sounds like a plan. So, I mean, when you're, not making music, is this the other thing you have, or are you dipping your hands into more projects than music and sauce, and you're just one of those that got to stay busy all the time.
I mean, we stay busy all the time anyway, just with Shinedown. So it's not,
right.
I don't intentionally try to torture myself, but somehow I do. I do not sit down very easily. I'll tell you that. I don't sit still. This fell in my lap and I'm proud of it. And it's been fun. I also have a coffee company called Spartan Brews. You can go to spartanbrews.com, check that out. We have a variety of coffee confectionaries like chocolate covered beans. And we also, I've started making some spices. There's a jerk spice. There's some barbecue spices that we've been curating on that. So that's been a fun thing that has been slowly growing and doing there. So yeah, coffee. I paid my way through college. I was a barista. So coffee's been. And then in college, I learned to cook for myself because it was cheaper than eating out all the time, and I could impress girls that way. So I did, and so they both became part of me. And now it's just a passion.
Awesome. Well, you know, like I said, next time you come back around this area, I know there's sauces around here as well, and a lot of food. We'll make sure to hook you up with that. So last time you guys were in the area was actually this summer in Clinton for the Tailgates and Tall Boys. You're up there headlining one night. The last time you were here in the Quad Cities in Davenport, you actually weren't here. You remember that one?
One of the three shows I've ever missed was Shinedown.
Yeah, that was the fair show where like 3 days beforehand you ended up with COVID and they're like, we weren't going to cancel. So we went and got a fill-in for you. And yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. So that was one of three shows that you have missed over your, 20 whatever years career.
Over my 23-year career with Shinedown, I've only missed three shows. And I tell you what, I would have played them if I would have been allowed to get on a plane.
Sure.
Yeah. Time I wasn't able to, and listen, I was sick. I was in a hotel room in Nashville, stuck for those days till I could, you know, test negative, whatever, all that stupid stuff we went through. And I've never been more heartbroken to miss ever, because I don't miss shows. I've had an IV in my arm, sick as a dog. I've ripped that IV out, and I've played the show, got off stage, and got the IV put back in my arm. I will always play a Shinedown show. I don't care. The show must go on. So to have to miss those because of some stupid rules, I was not a happy camper.
I can imagine. And well, that's why I bring that up to say that you were missed. It was a fantastic show. And,
yeah, Dustin did a great job filling in. Dustin is an amazing drummer. He used to play for 6 a.m. Yep. And, you know, he's a generation younger than me. And apparently he grew up listening to me and learned all the Shinedown songs as a kid. And I'm like, what a better fit in, you know, couldn't be a better fit in. It was really an honor to have him fill in for me.
For sure. No, it's nice when you have that where it's just like, we know somebody who can already do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And he did a great job. So no disparaging him. I was thankful that we had somebody to fill in, but I would have rather been there.
But yes, of course. Of course. You don't want someone else to do your job. It's yours.
No, I work too hard for this job. It's mine.
100%. Well, let's get into the last one here. And this one, I'll be honest with you, I haven't dipped into this one yet because the label literally says, attention, attention, this is hot.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Let's talk about it here first. It says mango habanero.
Yes, it is a mango habanero sauce. So the mango, the sweetness of the mango and the heat and the way the heat attacks you from a habanero just pair well together. There's a million mango habanero sauces out there. It's really good. Now, is it spicy? Sure, it's a habanero. It's going to be spicy. Habanero hits you on the front of the tongue and it kind of tingles right there. And then the heat comes a little bit later. Like you'll taste and you'll be like, okay, I feel that. That's really good. That's nice and sweet. If you feel the garlic, if you look on the back, it's got the least ingredients out of all of them. It's just mango, habanero, garlic, onion, and vinegar, really. So those flavors are so complementary, you don't need to cover them up. It's not something to be scared about. It's not one of those, hey, I wanted to kill you. I'm drinking mace. Look at this. It's shock value. It's just got a good amount of spice to it. That's my go-to sauce for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I love that one. I just cleared. I had a black bean tacos for lunch, and I cleared a bottle of that stuff. So I have issues, and I can do the super hot stuff, but you can handle it. So don't be scared.
So you're like full in, like ghost peppers and all the stuff that I don't even know about. Like,
yeah, I can do those. I like them in sparingly. You know, I survived the zombie apocalypse that Torchbearer makes, which was featured on Hot Ones. It's right up there with the bomb and all that kind of stuff. I have the bomb in my fridge. So I do that stuff, but you pay for it the next day. Go ahead and just Get a little dab on your finger. You can do it.
Little dab. Here we go. That's a little
Little dab.
dab.
You're gonna be fine,
Like
I
you
promise.
said, it, Midwest boy here. Let's see how
I
we're just
know.
gonna let's just go for it.
Okay.
Yep, there's the sweetness on the front. And yep, there's the burn in the
You got this. You're gonna be fine. I promise. It's gonna
back.
be a short ride. You're good.
Barry from Shinedown killed me. No.
Sorry, Midwest. Sorry.
No, now that I've had it out, yeah, I can feel it here. Like
Yeah.
this is where the heat's coming in, but yeah, you can
You're gonna get
still
a
get that. There's still taste to it as well.
Yeah, and you're gonna a little sweat on the brow, but it's not gonna stick with you all day. You're not gonna pay for this one.
No, and that's so. In all honesty, that is good because I can feel the heat, but I can still taste stuff. I've had stuff before. It's just like this is just hot for the sake of being hot.
Yeah, that's not fun. You know,
Yeah.
I don't like food that's a contest to get through. You know, that's these hot sauce challenges, you know. Though hot ones, I think they win at it because it's such a wonderful interview as well. He's such a great interview. It's like
Yes.
this show is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. But like the restaurants are like, "Hey, eat our 10 wings and in 5 minutes and you get a t-shirt and you're just why? Is it worth
Sure.
doing?"
Have you put in to do the hot ones yet?
I would do it if they asked. I
Okay.
absolutely do it if they asked. I don't know if I'm nearly as interesting as they've had so many wonderful interviews, but I would do it. As far as our hot sauce being on there, Torchbearer has been on there, but they don't like to do branded hot sauces, and I respect that, you know, because
Sure.
they a lot of bands, artists, actors that do make hot sauces, it's just a branding thing, and so if they open the door for them, then they gotta or open the door for us, they gotta open the door for that, and then it just doesn't fit what they're doing, and I respect that. They're trying to show boutique hot sauces, and they changed every season. I respect that.
Sure. I get that. Well, it would be cool if if I saw you on there, because I'm sure you could take him down and not
I'll be
not look
sweating
like
and
me.
crying at the end, I promise. I'll be sweating, crying. There will be choice words said, but I'll make it.
Awesome. Well, these are good for again for Midwesterners that don't usually do the hot sauce. You know, I'm the mango's there.
Still suffering a little bit. You're still
Yes.
suffering, but it's
The
okay.
mango's there, but the habanero is definitely there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that
And
one's
all of
definitely
them,
a little hotter.
yeah, all of them are available on your website. Shinedown.com/taste of madness is where they can check out all of them. And I didn't check. Was it individual or they buy them as a pack?
All the above. You can buy them individually. You can buy them as a pack. You can even get 5 packs with some of Torchbearer stuff. Any way you want to mix it up. The first 300 of the attention that we sell will have a signed bottle by me,
Nice.
and might be doing a couple other promotions later towards the holiday season.
Very cool. Well, there you go. You can give them all a try, and then depending upon your level of pepperness, pick your favorite.
I apologize if I hurt you in advance.
It's
There
fine. I'll just go drink a gallon of milk. It'll be good
you
enough.
go.
No, Barry, man, I appreciate you jumping on and look forward to you guys, like I said, coming back around the Quad Cities area. When you do, I'll make sure there's some good sauces and good food ready for you.
Our door is always open, and I appreciate that. Thanks for taking the time.
Awesome. You bet. Have a good one.
Cheers.